In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is indeed one of those bittersweets we speak about. For we come together to celebrate the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, and we prepare to celebrate and reflect on the week of Passion. But we also gather today to remember and to pray for those who themselves are being welcomed into the heavenly Jerusalem. Those who lost their lives this morning, gathered very much as we are, just to celebrate their faith and to celebrate their relationship with Christ. But for them also, their families will experience a significantly different Holy Week, a significantly painful week of Passion, and will also receive a significant grace, far more than we can imagine, to comprehend, to absorb, and to deal with this pain. Looking at our Lord as he entered into Jerusalem, he entered into a place that was not only going to deny him, but betray him in a few days' time. And I suppose that is the beauty of the Christian message. It goes against the normal human expectation. Surely, if we are entering into a place where we are expected to be betrayed, expected to suffer pain, we would not do it so triumphantly or joyfully. But our Lord did. He was always God, and he knew what was to come. He didn't go into this blind. And he didn't go into this not knowing what to expect. Yet he entered, and he received the glorification of those who were to betray him. Now for us, betrayal, whether it be by friends or by colleagues, in whatever form, is something that we find unforgivable. But if we look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was truly forgivable for him at two particular times. Of course, the expected one is the one where he, with his arms stretched out on the cross, cried out saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But there is an implicit forgiveness even with his entry into Jerusalem today. And that implicit forgiveness is that, knowing what was to happen, he still went. And he still entered into their city. This is not the first time we see our Lord entering into a hostile environment and knowing that he was at risk. And even to the very last step, where he could not only have defended himself, but could very well and truly have defeated those who tried to conspire against him, even to that very last step, he was still accepting of all that became. And is this not a lesson for us? A lesson of forgiveness, both proactive and reactive. Reactive forgiveness is one thing, but proactive forgiveness, to know that I must love even if I do not trust, knowing that I must be prepared to forgive regardless of what is to come or what indeed has come in part. That is the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that we have mixed emotions today. But the one thing that we must realize is that when we celebrate the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ today, it is not just historically into Jerusalem, but it is now and it is immediate into our own hearts. I know it's cliche, I know we've heard it 1,000 times, but it's really what we need to be doing. We need to be preparing our hearts and opening them up, removing the obstacles that may be in the way, and saying to our Lord, Lord, here and now, even if I forget it every other day of my life, even if I fall short at other times, here and now, I pray that my heart be ready for you. I welcome you in, and I want to keep you there. That surely is our quest as Christians. Our quest is to welcome the infinite, the uncontainable, as much of him as we can, into the very limited space of our hearts. But the more our hearts are filled with other things, anger, resentment, greed, the things that take up that space, the more there are things like that in our hearts, the more contained that heart becomes, and the less space for Christ there is in it. Don't dismiss this as your annual Palm Sunday sermon. But really, let us try to welcome him. I suppose the other thing that we need to remind ourselves is people can invade our space. People can invade our lives. People can invade our churches. But we should never, ever let them invade our hearts. For the heart is the only place that I have full control over. I can't control who crosses my path during my life. I can't control who it is who desires to do harm to me, immediately, directly, or indirectly. I cannot control the hearts of others towards me. What I can control is my heart towards others and God's presence in it. So today is a day in which we can really reflect on these occurrences. As we lift up our hearts in prayer with our brothers and sisters throughout Egypt and throughout the world. You see, whether it was the families and communities of victims in London, in Stockholm, in Idlib, or indeed in Egypt, they all suffer the same. They all feel the same pain. Our pain today should not be any greater than that which is for the loss of any life. But it is just more immediate, because they were experiencing what we are experiencing now. So we lift up our hearts, reflectively, forgivingly, but also defiantly. You know, there is a fine line between being defiant and strong and being angry. Be strong, be defiant, but don't be angry or bitter. Strength and defiance build us. Anger and bitterness weaken us. And at the end of the day, what applied 2,000 years ago indeed applies today. Whatever the attack, whatever the infringement, whatever the attempt to silence the Christian faith or the people of our Lord, I think it all goes back to the closing words of today's gospel. You see, you have done nothing, Look, the world has gone after him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.